Level four.
Hey, Dennis there.
This is him.
Hey, Dennis, it's Ron from Bank of Cardiff. trying to follow up with you here. Looks like had an offer out your guys' way based on some work you guys had done with First Financial. Looks like based off the work you had with them, got you pre-approved with us for looks like 250K. Looks like for some equipment and capital as well. So wanted to reach out to you guys, see where you might be able to use that, either kind of now or down the road.
Yeah, I'm not looking to do something right now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times people are kind of waiting.
Who are you with?
Oh, it's the Bank of Cardiff. We're a business bank.
Bank of Cardiff, okay.
Yeah. I know a lot of times people aren't looking to do things like right this second. You know, a lot of people wait till the fall and kind of first of the year to start evaluating where they want to bring things on. Is that kind of you guys' deal?
Yeah, I've been looking to get into a different place and get out of here into something bigger, and that's what I've been struggling with. So before I went to go invest in some more equipment or something newer, I was trying to get into a bigger facility. So that's where I was
at
the roadblock this year. So just because I've outgrown this place. So
yeah, well, we can probably help you in the capital area then. If that's kind of what you'd be looking for, have you got any place in mind? Or?
No, that's the whole problem, trying to find a building big enough that you don't have to retrofit and then compromise, throw a bunch of money at it, and then not be what you want and that kind of shit. So,
yeah,
that's sort of where I've been this year.
Yeah, you've been thinking about building? Or?
Well, I was initially. My bankers is the one that actually was sort of not pushed me, but the ones that actually brought this up in the beginning wanted to know, hey, can we help you do this and that? And then when you talked about building new, and then they weren't so keen into that because it's only worth about 80% of what you just spend. So that's where I'm sort of in limbo on shit, whether build new or... But the numbers that they were coming up were sort of stupid for what they thought it was going to cost to build new versus the people I know. I used to be in construction, so I sort of the numbers are down from what they think it cost to build new. So I just haven't bought a lot yet because I'm sort of on the fence.
Oh, okay.
I tell you what you can do, because I'll make this simple. Jody, my sister-in-law, sort of keeps me out of trouble and everything, and she's not here because... the Junior Olympics with my niece this weekend swimming. So she'll be here. Like, if you call like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday normally after lunch, she's here. Normally she's here all day on Friday, and she runs all my numbers, and she knows the interest rates and all that kind of shit, because I know people have approached her, but I couldn't tell you anything on it. She just sort of brings it down to me and talks to me about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, it definitely sounds like, you know, if you are wanting to build or something, we can probably have some programs that would work out for you capital-wise.
I said, I wouldn't know a single one of the interest rates or any of that. She can rattle that stuff right off on her head, but not me. I don't know any of it. I just sort of rely on her.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can definitely talk to Jody here once she gets back from the weekend and everything. We can kind of talk then, but... do you want me to, I can at least get you an email over there with a little bit of our info, so you at least kind of have somewhere to start.
All right, what the hell, I go through enough emails. levelperformance@att.net.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the only one you'll be getting from us, unless we got to correspond, so.
Okay.
So, levelperformance at AT&T.
att.net.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I'll just put something together and shoot a little info your way, and we'll.
What's your name again?
It's Ron.
Ron. Okay, Ron.
Yeah. Well. Good talking, Dennis.
All right.
So you're thinking more of a building or something like that. You're wanting some capital help with.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sort of. Yeah, I'm on the fence. I can't really do nothing in this building. I'm just too tight. So.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at, do I buy a head shop or what? Fuck, I ain't got no room to put stuff. I've already picked up a couple pieces of equipment that I don't even have room to put into this place, so that's where I'm at. So it's like, I got to get out of here first before I do anything more.
Yeah, that kind of sounds what you're looking at. And, you know, I mean, once we get, if we do get going on a deal here, we can, I mean, we're focused on building relationships. We don't really like to do just a one and done, because, like, that's, I mean, what is that? But, you know, once we start building a relationship here, we can get you some pretty good rates on, like, future deals. So I'd like to, yeah, let me shoot you the email, and I'll talk with Jody and you guys on Monday.
Okay, Ron.
All right, when, so probably afternoons for her work?
Yeah, Eastern time, like 12:30 on. She's usually out of here by around 4 o'clock or so, so you sort of got about a three-hour window, I guess, to deal with her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'll reach out to her, and we can kind of see what we can do for you.
All right. You have a nice weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one.
It's finally Friday, so. Definitely. I just wanted to follow up with you. We had spoke back in April about an offer that we had sent you in the mail for some equipment financing and working capital. And I think you